Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Eastwood Insider, the official podcast for the Eastwood Mall Complex. The Eastwood Mall, of course, located in Niles, Ohio. We're home to over 200 businesses, restaurants, shops, lots of fun things to do, lots of fun events. Thank you for joining us. My name is Johnny Ciccatelli. I'm the Regional Director of Marketing and Communications here at Eastwood. And today, I'm joined by a very special guest, our Assistant Marketing Director, Chloe Schultz. Chloe, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be back.
Yes, welcome back to Eastwood Insider. We've got something to talk about today, Scrappers Baseball. It's going to be another great season at Eastwood Field. We invite you to check it out, mvscrappers.com. It's where you can find the complete schedule and all the promotions that are happening this season. This is the 27th season for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, and they've actually only been in their current league now for a couple of years. If you're not aware, they're in the Major League Baseball Draft League. We'll hear a little more about that soon. But first, Chloe, you were over at Eastwood Field today.
I was.
Tell us about it.
All right. So I actually grew up in this area. So I grew up going to like Scrappers games. It was always something that my family and I went to go do for fun. So it was really cool to be able to do what I did today. I got to interview two of their players and their assistant general manager. And I learned a lot about like the players, the team, and like what the draft league is as a whole. And it was just a really cool experience. We learned some questions about like the individual players. Like it was just really cool. So
nice. Now, what do we call in this segment? We call it Exploring Eastwood?
Yeah, we explored Eastwood for the first time today.
Excellent. Well, you're in for a treat, folks. Your very first edition of our Exploring Eastwood segment. Let's check it out.
All right, so I am here at the Scrapper Stadium with Matt Thompson, the assistant GM of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. And before we get to interview the players, I just wanted to know a little bit more about what the draft league actually is. I know it's like kind of a newer thing.
So. Absolutely. So the draft league started in 2021. Started by Major League Baseball to replace the level we were at, which was short season A, short season single A ball,
okay.
Really try to showcase the talent coming out of mostly college, but a little bit out of high school. They contracted some of the other leagues in the affiliated minor league system, and they moved the draft to the middle of July.
Okay.
And what they wanted to do is they wanted a lot of this talent coming out of college to be able to showcase themselves in sort of a concentrated league to really show off what they could do and try to see if guys could maximize their draft status. If a guy gets drafted and signs with his team, he will leave. He will go and enter their developmental system.
Okay.
If he does not get drafted and still has college eligibility, he can go back to school and play in college, try to see how he does next year, and possibly re-enter this league again next year, or just kind of see where things shake out for him, what he feels is the best opportunity for him. If they do not get drafted and they do not have any more amateur eligibility left, what they can do then is they can either keep playing in this league or they can find other independent leagues to play in. The draft is now only 20 rounds where it used to be 40. So if teams don't get everything that they wanted out of the draft, they'll still be looking for guys. And so these guys in the second half, they will still be getting scouted. If teams are looking for or things that they didn't end up getting, either they didn't find a guy they wanted or weren't able to actually sign them, they'll still have the opportunity to showcase themselves and hopefully end up with a major league club.
Very cool. So like, say in about a month, like after July, your team could look completely different than it does right now.
It'll look almost entirely different. Cool. You may have a handful of guys coming back, but mostly it will be guys that did not come in through the first round here. The league will send us new players, whole new rosters, not just our team, but of course all the other teams, and we'll kind of start it all over again. They'll continue playing and try to get noticed by somebody.
Very cool. Thank you. That helps a lot. But yeah, I'm really excited to get to interview the guys and get to know them a little bit better.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, after speaking with some of the staff, I'm now here with two players on the Scrappers. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
My name's Keegan Roden. I just graduated from Azusa Pacific University in California. I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a catcher.
Nice.
My name is LJ Lehue. I just graduated high school in Houston, Texas at the Kincaid School, and I'll be playing at Rice University next year, and I'm also a catcher.
Awesome. Welcome. So is this you guys' first time in Niles, Ohio?
Yes.
Awesome. This is my first time, but I've had a great experience so far. So.
Welcome. All right. If you guys were not catchers behind the plate, what other position would you secretly want to play?
You got one?
See, I feel like every catcher's dream is always to be a pitcher. So that's what I would want to do. I'd want to be a pitcher. I pitched a little bit in high school. It's just a lot of fun being on the mound. I feel like you're in control, and it's just a lot of fun being on the mound.
There is absolutely zero doubt in my mind I would have been a gold glove shortstop in another life. I could not pitch to save my life, but I could have been a shortstop. If I could run, I'd probably be there now.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe one day you guys will switch up.
There you go. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Now you're walking up to the plate, ready to bat. What is your walk-up song?
For years, my walk-up song was Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was one I had for years. But this year, I changed it up to some Led Zeppelin.
Cool.
Led Zeppelin. Mine is The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. You know, I really like the calmness that it brings to me. I like to be calm at the plate and so not thinking too much. And so, yeah, I really enjoy that one.
And you got the Gunnar Henderson stash right. too for it.
Just
yeah,
like
there
him.
You go.
All right, now I have to know, what is the craziest thing a batter has ever said to you while you're catching behind them?
I'll go first on this one. Mine was a batter walked up to the plate, and I don't know if he was having like issues or something, but he asked me how I felt about chocolate milk. So that just kind of came out of nowhere. And then we got into this conversation. The umpire also jumped in about like what our kind of pregame drinks, mid-game drinks are about. And so, yeah, that was the craziest experience I ever had. And he ended up working a walk, so it worked out for him, I guess. What about you?
Crazy. So, first game of a doubleheader my freshman year of college. We were playing a JUCO from Cochise in out in Arizona. And guy comes up to the plate, swings the bat, hits a fly ball to center field, throws the bat right back at my mask, you know, dazes me a little bit. Umpire goes, hey, I'll let him know next time. Second time he comes up to the plate, same exact thing, except he almost hits the umpire. He takes off his mask, he runs out of first base, it was a base hit, and he goes, hey, don't do that. The dugout goes, he doesn't speak English. And so he's like, well, somebody let him know. And so somebody says something to him in Spanish, and he goes, because it was the first game of the doubleheader. The next game, he comes up to the plate, he taps me on the shin guards, he goes, hey, how's it going, man? And I went, whoa. So that's probably, the absolute absurdity of that whole situation.
Those are both really
That's
good.
Funny.
Yeah. So there's over 40 restaurants on our complex here at the Eastwood Mall. Mm-hmm. Picture this. You just got done with the game. You're starving. You need like a post-game snack. What are you most excited to try?
Personally, I'm most excited to try the Amish Bakery. I've heard a lot of great things about the food that the Amish are making up for my host family. So that's something I'm really interested in trying. I've never tried before.
Raising Cane's box combo. Extra Texas toast, no slaw.
Okay, now this is going to be the most difficult question I'm going to ask you today. If there was a movie made about the Scrappers, what would it be called and who would play you?
You got the title?
I'll go, yeah. So I would probably name the movie The New Hometown Team because new in the sense of it's a bunch of different players coming from different parts of the world and we're really being embraced by this new hometown. So kind of our hometown in the sense of the people around here consider us home, but it's also new for us being I'm from Texas, he's from Arizona, so it's really new. And then who would play me? I would probably have to say Ham Porter from The Sandlot, the catcher as well. I really like his work, so yeah, that's who I'd pick.
I'm going to choose Crash Davis from Bull Durham, Kevin Costner. I think that would be a good guy, but you know. Anybody, honestly, that can swing a bat, I hope.
Right.
Sandlot's one of my favorite movies. That's
absolutely.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. And last but not least, what are you guys most excited for this season?
You got this one.
Yeah, I think what I'm most excited for is that this is some of the best competition we'll probably face, at least at this point in our careers, because these are all guys that are trying to make it to the next level, trying to just get better every single day. And the work ethic among every single guy in this league is just incredible to watch. So it's really nice to just kind of be surrounded by that environment and get to go out and play every single day just like a major leaguer does and eventually get to that level ourselves.
Cool.
Yeah, just like Keegan said, this is the best of the best here. And so being a younger kid, this is going to expose me to a lot of stuff I haven't been exposed to yet. And so I'm really just excited to learn and develop from these older guys that have been there, done that. So really trying to take advantage of the opportunity I got.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and we're excited to watch you and cheer you on throughout the summer.
All right, go Scrappers.
Thanks, yeah.
That was great, Chloe. Thanks for that.
Yeah. So after interviewing some of the players and like talking to the assistant general manager today, I'm just 10 times more excited to be able to support the Scrappers for their 27th season.
Yeah, 27 seasons. You know, some amazing ball players have come through the Scrappers organization over the years. You know, MLB All-Stars, guys like CeCe Sabathia, Jose Ramirez, Francisco Lindor, and more. And to think that, you know, that kind of talent has come through right here in the Mahoning Valley and has been part of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers 27 seasons. We're wishing, you know, for another successful year. Who knows, maybe they'll get the league championship this year. And either way, you're going to be rooting for the future stars of baseball. So thank you, Chloe. We look forward to another exciting segment of Exploring Eastwood. But for now, you know, this is Johnny Ciccatelli and Chloe Schultz. We're just saying, please like, subscribe, follow, and please share the podcast. It really helps new people find the show and help us build our audience. So we appreciate you. Take care.